Several social justice groups marked International Workers' Day with a march and rally through downtown Eugene. As KLCC's Jess Byrne reports, earlier in the day, lawyers filed a motion to dismiss charges against homeless rights advocates arrested during a protest in January.
After a short march, about 75 people gathered at the old federal building to eat together, celebrate the victories, and reconcile the losses of the past year. Eugene homeless advocates found success last week when the city council voted to allow camping on some underused city property. Several activists had been arrested in the lead-up to that vote, including 21 people who violated a closure order attempting to camp overnight on Lane County property in January. Lauren Regan is director of the Civil Liberties Defense Center.
Both Oregon and U.S. constitutions make it very, very clear that nighttime curfews are absolutely unconstitutional. And so today we filed a motion to dismiss all of the criminal charges and to invalidate that closure order based on constitutional defenses.
At the rally, union representatives, Occupy Eugene, and immigrant and homeless rights advocates said they were standing in solidarity with workers all over the world.
Oh, you can't scare me. I'm sticking to the union. I'm sticking to the union till the day I die.
Eugene's Raging Grannies dedicated their version of Woody Guthrie's Union Maid to more than 400 Bangladeshi garment workers killed when a building collapsed last week. I'm Jess Burns, reporting.